is deceiving his own heart. It's vain. So that's why you must use your mouth very well. Your mouth play a vital role in your success and your breakthrough. And for your information, sir, your tongue plays a vital role. Are you getting what I'm saying now? In your failure. I told you yesterday, many that are dying, so many people that you can never think of death to in the next 10 years that just die. On several occasions, we blame the bandits, we blame the people that are terrible. Yeah, sure. But you must understand that those people, they call the spirit of death with their tongue. That's why you must develop a wholesome tongue. 2022 is here again. Stop saying nonsense to that year. Stop saying nonsense to that year. Start saying good things. Odutobo, you are better for me. Start saying good things to yourself. Begin to say better things to yourself. Odutobo, you are sharing well. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Odutobo, you are sharing well. There was a year, I opened your eyes to something here. How many of you know that there is a certain year in America that their president must be assassinated? How many of you know that? Yeah. It's a cause. They cost them. Somebody cost them. It was these Indian people or something like that, that cost them. So when that year come, assassination must take place. That's why you discover that some president of America, they assassinated them. Just shoot him. So there is a cause over them. During the time of Clinton was the completed year for that cause to repeat itself. It was Baba Billy Graham of a blessed memory that came to White House and break that cause. If somebody plays a curse on you, you can remove the curse by your tongue. He didn't use leg to place the curse on you. He used tongue. His power of tongue for tongue. In 2022, I will prosper. I will prosper. I will prosper. I said it to myself. I will prosper. So quickly, I want you to go and declare. You call upon the name of Jesus. You are not doing it on your own. There is power in the name of Jesus. I want you to go and declare. 2022, you will cooperate with me. In 2022, I will not be barren. No barrenness. No dryness. No barrenness. No dryness. In my house, it has become a law. Whether you are cracking jokes or you are serious, you don't say negative around me. You don't say negative around me. If your child go to school and come back with a grade that you don't like, don't confess negative to that child. Can somebody say amen? Beginning from now, let negative word become an odd statement in your hearing. What is happening in Nigeria? Go and check it very well. The people of Israel suffer more than that. Overnight, God turned their story around. And how did God say when he wanted to deliver them? He said, I've heard their cry. So they have been crying for deliverance. Let's cry for deliverance for Nigeria. Instead of saying, Nigeria is this, Nigeria is that. Some people say failed country. But you are inside. I want you to go and declare to you, 2022, hear the word of the Lord from my mouth. Because Elijah will say, according to the word of the Lord from my mouth. Elisha will say, according to the word of the Lord from my mouth. I want you to go and declare, 2022, hear the word of the Lord. I will prosper in you. 2022, you will cooperate with me. 2022, you will yield results for me. 2022, everything in you will turn out for my good. Everything in you will turn out for my good. I will not be barren in you. Barrenness is not my portion in the journey of year 2022. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I will not be barren in you. I will not be barren in you. I will not be barren in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, le prokoposoto koribashanaya, le bregede bolobo zunda kayadele. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, we call upon you. 2022 will yield result for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. 2022 will yield result for me. 2022 will bring blessing for me. 2022 will bring favor for me. I will testify in 2022. I will rejoice in 2022. 2022 will cooperate with me for good. 2022 will cooperate with me for good. 2022 will cooperate with me for good. In the mighty name of Jesus. Legaba sata kayaba. Oh yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. That's true. Let somebody say loud, amen. All my blessings that remain in 2021, I receive them. All my blessings that remain in 2021, I receive them. Don't forget, you still have some days. Am I right? Today is the 10th day in the month of December. So we have 21 solid days. Sir? Orun to ku soke isi ta so gbe o. 21 days is not a small thing, you know. Within these 21 days, some people will still cross over to heaven. Why within these 21 days, some people will still heat it? Huh? They heat God's blessing and God's favor. That's your portion. I said that's your portion. You will enter into manifold blessings. So I want you to declare 2022, all my blessings that remain in you, begin to vomit them for me now. I mean 2021, all my blessings and miracles that remain in you, all my open doors that remain in you, begin to vomit them for me now. In the mighty name of Jesus, this year will not finish until I am blessed. This year will not finish until my miracle is released. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Reka palaba shata kayaba. Reka da balaba zinde kayabo. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maru se seli ba yede yede. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Declare. Oh yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So shall it be. So shall it be. Before this year runs out, God will visit you. The blessing that will stand as a propeller to blessings upon blessings in 2022, now God release it to you. Amen. Within the remaining 21 days, God will surprise you. Amen. You will testify. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. All right, you may be seated for a few minutes. Praise God. All right, let's go back to our scripture. Very important. You can be digging around a certain scripture for the next 1 year, and you won't be exhausted, provided the Holy Spirit grant you divine help. Praise God. Okay, have you seen it? All right, let's read it together. One, two, go. And it said, my presence shall go with thee, and I'll give thee rest. That is God talking to you. In 2022, God said, my presence will go with you. My presence will go with you. As you are going into that year, the presence of God will go with you. Amen. You know, when we are young, when I was much younger, I'm not old. Are you getting what I'm saying now? When I was much younger, We normally sing one song whenever we are traveling. Chamasi wa lo. We discovered that that song is wrong. Talun lo, tanansi lo. Chamasi wa lo, chamasi wa lo. Oluwa, chamasi wa lo. No, you want to sing alone lo. Alone sing lo. God is not accompanying you. You are the one that is just following him. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So 2022, we don't know the road. He's the one that knows the road. And he now said, my presence will go with you. Another version of the Bible said, I'll personally go with you. I'll personally go with you. So whether you like it or not, 2022 is a must. You are going to enter. And that's why you must secure the presence of God as you go. So having looked at those things that can make the presence of God to be sustained on you, we will not do well if we don't look at things that can make the presence of God to be lifted. Are you getting what I'm saying now? There is need for us to look at that. Yes, as much as we discover that the journey of Israelites are so glorious, their cloth never grow old, their sandals never worn out. You understand what I'm saying now? Manna was coming down from heaven, yet they suffered. Did God want them to suffer? No. But what happened? They shifted their focus from God at certain points of their journey. At certain junctions, they rebel against God. They enter into rebelliousness and trouble started. So I promise to give you 6, but hopefully tomorrow, Saturday, I may give you 4. Then on Sunday, I give you more, because there are few things you must know. Unfortunately, some of these things are things we do unknowingly at times. And that's one of the things I've seen that contributed to the failure and suffering of many people today. Because there are sometimes what you don't know might be the one killing you. Do you understand what I'm saying? What you don't know. Like I told you when I was listening to that man of God yesterday, the woman will say, you are burning me with your word. You are burning me with your statement. Sorry, let me quickly make a little correction. Yesterday I gave you an information of woman that keeps saying, Mobimo. How many of us remember? Okay, it wasn't the man that gave birth to 6. It wasn't the man. I remember the story again overnight. It wasn't the man. The man has only one child, a girl. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So he was believing God for the fruit of the womb, all true, but no child again. Only one child. But the same man keeps saying, Mobima, Mobima, Mobima. So it was the daughter that gave birth to multiple. So do you understand what I'm saying now? Okay. So I just remember the story overnight. So he wasn't the one. It was the only daughter he had that gave birth to multiple. Is that taken? Okay, now. So we have to get this straight. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So very important. And the woman will say, you are burning me with your word. You are burning me with your word. But she didn't know that she's burning herself. She just discovered that there is a burning sensation in her body. But they call it, engine, we call it fever. But they don't know the source. Until that doctor just look at her. We have done everything for over 1 month. Testing. We don't know where this sickness is coming from. She's dying. She's still burning herself. Until the doctor said, what do you say to yourself? So you must be very careful. As we move into year 2022, there are some things we have to drop. You have to drop them for the sake of yourself. For the sake of yourself. Not for the sake of anybody, but for the sake of yourself. So I look at their lives. I look at their journey. And I discover some things took place there. Number one thing I saw that make the presence of God. In fact, when I was looking at the scripture, I discovered that it's not that the presence of God go away from them. The presence of God turned to terror for them. The presence of God that's supposed to protect them start tormenting them. That's what happened. Understand? For example, your child, if your child does something good, what do? You do like this. Thank you. You have done well. God bless. But if you don't, the other side, you won't run away. But you go and look for a good cane. And what happened? The same father, bringing out different reaction. God is not a wicked God, but he punished them. Punished them, he dealt with them. That's why I pray for you in 2022, God will not punish you. Ọlọ́run ni ba ewe. Ninu ibinu e. Ọlọ́run ni ba ewe o. So, number one thing I saw in their life was idolatry. What did I call it? Idolatry. I told you something yesterday when we were talking about worship, that God is a jealous God. He doesn't want any other person to take his place in your life. And you must be very careful of idolatry. Now, let me quickly, because of our time, we have very limited time when it's morning session. I want you to know very quickly that you must understand that anything that takes the place of God in your life is an idol. Let me show you something. He warned them. He gave them series of warnings. Series of warnings. If you look at the book of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 14. Leviticus chapter 19, verse what did I call it? Okay, verse 14. Is it 14 now? No, verse 4. Not 14. Verse 4. Okay? Yeah. What did he say? He said, turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. Read it in Yoruba. How do they put it? E ma se yi pada si ere.
Ma se yi pada si orisa de da fun ara yin.
E ma da orisa fun ara yin.
Emi ni Oluwa, Olorun yin.
And now, you know, when we talk about idolatry, some people say, thank God. Mi ba won bogun mo. Mi ba won bo isa mo. Abi? I know you are happy that you don't go to shrine. I know you are happy. But this one, that business take you away from service of Sunday. What are we talking about? You are worshiping at the temple of money. I've told you times without number that any day, any time that God and some other things, it's not money alone, you know, the jam in your life, allow God to do what? To have his way. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Allow God to have his way. Because people enter into idolatry without knowing. And truly, as human beings, when they ask you to come and explain it, you are going to explain it. I have one old woman in those days, you say, Olorun ran ibe. Olorun ran ibe. You are going to explain. Eh? Kawajo goes to church. She church labo mommy. She church labo yawo mi. I've had people saying that. But the problem is that they don't know that they are already worshiping an idol gradually. You must be very careful. There was an incident that happened in their journey, in the journey of Israelite. Sir, till Aaron died, God didn't attach much importance to Aaron. In fact, when Moses came down and saw Aaron, he said, what did these people do to you? And he started, I was looking at his explanation to Moses. He said, you know, these people are very tough. He said, they are mischief. He said, these people, they are mischief. He said, they told me that they are tired of your God. That give us God. And that's it. Give us God. One of the things I've told God is that anything that will take your place in my life, I won't do it. And they suffered. On the platform of worshiping another God, they suffered. So you must be very careful. You must be very careful. If you look at the book of Exodus chapter 32, let's read verse 1 to 6. Exodus chapter 32, verse 1 to 6. Are you there? Yes, you see now. When they see that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, yeah, they gathered themselves together unto Aaron. Yes, what did they say? And said unto him, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, can you see the way they are describing him? The man, this idiot that brought us from where? From Egypt. Huh? We don't know what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Aaron, come. Aaron should be able to tell them, no, it's a living God that brought you. It's a living God that brought you. That's why you must be very careful of Aaron's. Must be very careful of Aaron's. I'm not talking of people they name Aaron. I'm talking about people that take the place of Aaron in your life. And Aaron said, okay. Immediately they said this, they go and bring your golden earrings. Yes. Of your daughters. Bring them unto me. Yes, go ahead. Can you see? Unto Aaron. And fashion it. Yeah. A molten calf. And they said, O Israel. Can you see what he said to them? Look at verse 6.
And they rose up early on the morrow.
They offered burnt offering to that calf. Yes. And to drink. Thank you. And rose up to play. And that's one thing with idolatry. When you begin to worship an idol, iniquity begins to follow. That they rose up to play. He's not talking about playing Ludo. They were sleeping with themselves. Let me show you what happened. Let's look at verse 20. The same scripture, verse 20 to 25. You will see something that happened to them in verse 25. Yes? Yeah. In the fire. To powder. And throw it upon the water. They drink. Can you see demonic things they've started doing? They drink it. Yes, go ahead. Moses said unto Aaron, what did these people want to do? You have brought so great a sin upon them. Yes. Let not the anger of the Lord wax hot. Thou knowest these people. They are set on mischief. Yeah. Though which is not an excuse anyway. Yes, go ahead. This Moses. We don't know what has become of him. Oh. Yeah. Any good? Yeah. Look at it. When I saw it, I said, why? You know, the correct leader now saw them. He said, and when Moses saw that the people were naked, including Aaron, no? For Aaron had made them naked on their shame, unto their shame among their enemies. When you begin to worship things that has no mouth, that has no leg, that cannot rescue you at day of trouble, you are naked already. So that's why you must be very careful that nothing takes the place of God in your life. When Jesus will come, he was giving us commandments. Do you know when he was giving commandments? He said, worship the Lord your God alone, and only him you must worship. About that's number one thing that makes them to suffer. If you go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, their story is there. In fact, Apostle Paul summarized it there. He said they go into idolatry and they suffered. They died. I pray in the name of Jesus you will not die.
Amen.
Oh, I say you will not die.
Amen.
And number two thing that make the presence of God to shift from them, for them to suffer, was murmuring. What I call it?
Murmuring.
Murmuring. Murmuring. Abi? Murmuring. M-U-double-M. Am I right? I think it should be double M. M-U. R, okay. M-U-R. M.
Okay, yes. Okay, ING. Okay. The murmur. Now, look at me, people of God. Murmuring is not just complaining. This is not there. That is not there. It's a spirit. What are you calling? You must go away from that spirit. I'm true now. Because I want you to leave. Be careful of that spirit. It's a spirit. Murmuring is what? Spirit. If somebody is conditioned to murmur, sir, take him inside billions, he will still complain. I've seen people like that. People that have no contentment, they are dangerous people. Say, what is the problem? Say, there is no money. Give him money. He will tell you, there is no this again. Give him that one. He will tell you, there is no this one. You go sin to live there one. That's exactly the story of these people. Sir, if they are looking for water now and they get water, if water is too much, they will complain again. I say, well, Lord, which kind of people is this? Do you know they were crying for food when the Lord said, I'll give them manna from heaven? And they started eating manna. Sir, you don't cook, you don't do anything. Your love rice just come down. And after some time, they say, we are tired though. This thing that is like a conflict. We are tired though. Give us another. We want to eat flesh. Have a general. Can't we satisfy you, these people? In fact, at a point, they say, we want to go back to Egypt. They say, oh, yeah, I carry me. That's Egypt. You must know that the presence of God does not go backward. In fact, I was telling Mama one day, I said, I wish I am Joseph. I am Moses. I'll tell them, go back. Let's see the way you are going to cross the Red Sea back. Can you just imagine? They don't want to go back. The enemy you have dealt with, go and cross that place back. They will tell him, do you know when they were in Egypt, they were complaining, we are tired. Hey, we're lunch anua. Small time when they came out of the place, they say, do we say we are tired of Egypt? Was there no grave to bury us? Now that you have brought us into this wilderness to make us perish. Is there no cucumber, sir? Want to sound old jebukunanje? He said, is there no cucumber? Is garlic finished? Is melon finished? He said, we will go back. Is that place we want to go now? And, you know, let me just give you one scripture. Then we'll begin to pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Are you there? How did 1 Corinthians put it? 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Look at verse 9 and 10. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and what destroys happened. Look at verse 10. Neither murmur ye. Hey, wait. Neither murmur ye. That verse 10, Brian, read it. Emma Shekun. In the journey of year 2022, Mama Kun. Tell somebody besides Emma Kun. How many of us know the meaning of Kikun? When you see people that start talking like that, you know that that's murmuring. Tell your children never to murmur when they want to talk to you. Have you eaten? That's more food. What's the meaning of that? First of all, in the first place. Praise God. Don't murmur. Kilode. If you have a wife that murmur, keep shutting her down. Say, madam, say what you want to say. Don't murmur here. Eh? We are about five that give birth to the same, that get married the same time. All of them are giving birth now. Praise God. Need that murmur ye. Only bear ni ke ma se kun. Finish it.
And we're destroyed of the destroyer.
Gege bi awon miran ninu won tin kun.
Kilo
do. Asi ti owo oluparun pawonrun won.
Apawonrun. Tori pe won se kini won kun. Be careful. In 2022, don't murmur. Okay, don't let me give you direct English. Look at somebody because I say in 2022. Murmur ye not. Murmur ye not. Be careful. Anything you are believing God for that has not come, believe Him. Rather than murmuring. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Rather than murmuring, complain. Amen. How many of us pray for NEPA to bring light now? That we are, you know, we are not using generator. It's NEPA light. Do you enjoy it? I know Bratosi is happy now. But if NEPA did not bring light tomorrow morning, it's not because you didn't pray enough. Stop complaining about. Stop blaming yourself for what? Is somebody hearing me now? You know, there is a way some people think. When it happened, do you pray? So why is it that the devil is sponsoring to your brain now? That's because you did not pray enough. Don't let the devil keep blaming you for what is not your blame. And you accept it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Very important. Don't murmur. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? When you see somebody that start murmuring, pick your Bible and share. Walk away from that person because it's contagious. You begin to see it underneath. Small. Before you know what's happening, you begin to see the way it sees. And small time, you begin to murmur. Amen. Don't murmur. Look at somebody beside tell that person, don't murmur. The one you need to rise up about it. The one you think you need to pray about it. The one you need to talk to somebody. Is somebody hearing me now? Rather than sitting there in one place and continue to complain. Because murmuring and complaining is the same thing. Complain. There is nothing some people not complain about. Never have no law, I complain. You are in Nigeria. Is it today? Somebody is not hearing me. Was it last year? How many months that we didn't have light in this area at all? Our transformer is there, but it's not working. How many years? How many months? For almost a whole year. Ah, Nina. Oh, the coup. One woman love for 3 hours. You know, I've lived with different kind of people in my life. I was very careful. So murmur ye not. Don't murmur. Are you getting what I'm saying now? God didn't forget you. Don't murmur. The plan and the purpose of God for your life is for good and not for evil. If you are going through a turbulent period, it's a season. What did I say? It's a season. As we are enjoying broad daylight now. Am I correct? After some hours now, what will happen? The night will fall. And koja loni. The dark hour, we go again. We come to another light. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Sometimes you just see money in your hand. You don't even know how it happened. Woke on wale, pa. Ah. Odenkawo. For like 2 months, 3 months. All of a sudden, the thing just go down fair. It's in order to prepare for new money to come in. Somebody is not hearing me. But when there is no money, it's a good money. It's like, will you stop that nonsense? What is good about money? That somebody did not have money in his hand. Into Paison here. You are going through a season. A great season is coming.
Amen.
A glorious season is coming.
Amen.
Don't become a criminal because there is no money. Don't become a criminal because there is no child. I told you, a lot of people look for money in an awkward way. When the money eventually comes, they died. Why? Because they have destroyed their lives. Why they are? When a season of waiting is not a season of complaint. It's a season of building. Building yourself. Somebody hearing me? I can also step into Yahoo Yahoo when I was using one trouser. Somebody is not hearing me? Stealing, prophesying rubbish to people. I can be prophesying nonsense to people. When I couldn't pay my house rent, there was a time I couldn't pay my house rent in this town, and I'm preaching. Thank God for Mr. Onibile. He's the one that will be going around from one house to another. Thank you, people. Man of God. So that one is better. I won't even go, but he's the one that will go. You go to Top Medical direct, and tell Top Medical, this evangelist of Jupiter's house rent is this month, and that man will give him little. You go to Fema, that man that comes there. You know why those that family, why they love me so much is because at the time I came was the time they are believing God for the fruit of the womb. It was terrible. Sir, that time if I tell them to go and bring 50,000, they will bring it. But 50,000 will have ruined that relationship. In this December now, I am expecting one they will bring to my house. It's every December. There is a way God can help you in your season of waiting that you build some powerful relationship that you keep enjoying till you will die. Not complaining. Because when you start complaining, some demonic agitation will be coming in your heart. And before you know what's happening, you start misbehaving. Irembo, sir. And you will not die before that time.
Amen.
You will end up in prison before that time.
Amen.
There's a blessing coming. There's a miracle coming. There's a glory of God coming. In the name of Jesus. Shall we rise up on our feet to the glory of God? Come closer very quickly. Amen. So we are praying for October today. Am I right? Which month are we praying for today? October. Can you imagine? You are ready in October 2022. Ah. To gbadua yi, to ba ti bere wa pari e. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So say after me, say October, hear the word of the Lord. Say it louder. Say October, hear the word of the Lord. All your sorrow, all your oppression, all your sickness, all your attacks, I reject them. They are not my portion. I rebuke them. I bind them. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Le bragadebo suta kayababa. Regebolobo soto koyade. Le bregelebo suta kayababa. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rekepolobo shata kayababa. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want you to declare, September, your death will not kill me. October. October, your death will not kill me. October, I won't partake of your accident. October, your sickness will not catch up with me. As I enter October well, I finish it well. I won't die in October. I won't fall sick in October. I won't break down in October. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Pray that prayer for yourself. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I won't die in October. In the name of Jesus. Rekebolobo zondo koyababa. Rakapalaba shata kayaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Among those who will succeed, among those who break forth in October, I am one of them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want you now to declare lastly and say, October, hear the word of the Lord. Your blessing, your favor, your joy. I partake in them. I receive them. I step into them. Every good things you are bringing, every positive things you are bringing, I step into them. They become my portion. In October, I will succeed. In October, I will celebrate. In October, I will enjoy glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Legaba shanda kayaba. Rekepo sotokoriba shandia. Legadaba zanda kayaba. Oh yes. Lekaba sata kayaba. Regabas ketelibaya. Ragababa shata kayaba. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes. Oh yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So shall it be. So shall it be. October is blessed for you. October 2022 is anointed for you. In October, you will prosper. It doesn't matter the number of people dying in October, I decree shall not be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will help you. Death of October will not kill you. Sickness of October will not enter your life. In October, there shall be light. You will testify and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. It is well with you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Alright, write down the month of October, year 2022, is our month of anointing strength. You can write anointing strength, anointed strength, whichever one. So that month we'll be exploring the secret of strength, unusual. Amen. Anointed strength. There are some people, they condition themselves to use physical strength. You won't go too far. Are you getting what I'm saying now? No. The Bible says when the axe is blunt, what do you say you do? You exert more strength. Yeah. He said, but when it is sharpened, anointing sharpen you. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Anointing sharpen you. You can put Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. Shall come to pass on that day, the body shall be removed off their shoulder, the yoke shall be removed off their neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Then you can use Isaiah chapter 40. Have you not heard, have you not known that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, and that grow weary nor faint? Said, though the youth may grow weary and faint and fall, said, but those who wait upon the Lord shall do what? So, you can start from verse 28, chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. As thou not known, as thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, increase their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. In 2022, you will not faint. Amen. In 2022, you will not be weary. Only I want to draw the Olu out to agbara won se
I decree in 2022, God will renew your strength. Where people are using muzzle, anointing will carry you there. Where people are failing, anointing will work for you. In the name of Jesus. You will not do in vain. You will not suffer. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. You are blessed tremendously. Today shall be a blessed day for you. A joyous day for you. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. The hand of God is upon you for good. It is well with you. Thank you, Saint of Days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Alright, the Lord is your strength. Tomorrow is going to be 6 a.m. in the morning too. By the grace of God. Then Sunday is going to be evening. Because of Sunday service in the morning. So in the evening we round up. We are going to round up with an anointing service and Holy Communion. Very important. And we are sealing up our prayer for the whole 12 days. It is settled. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? What did I say? So, they may be saying, this is happening over there, this is happening over there. With your ear, you'll be hearing it. It won't come.